Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 3/4/2021. And oh boy, what do we got going? We got all kind of stuff going, don't we? What we got going is what Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24. Has anybody seen any of the earthquakes in diverse places? Or have you seen the pestilence? Or the famines? Or the wars and rumors of wars? Kingdom against kingdom and, you know, nation against nation. Famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these, people, listen up, are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Ah, you see, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But you see, here's the deal. But pray ye, I'm still on Matthew 24, verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing, we're coming down to it. We're in it. We're in it now. We are in it now. And then apparently, we've got these 8.0s and 8.1s in the Pacific. And the sonar, the buoys for checking to see if there's going to be any kind of huge waves, you know, tsunami waves, are going off like crazy, okay? And it's just crazy. 8.1, Kermendeck. And then at the same time, Brother Quayle on his site, stevequayle.com. Steve Quayle has been telling you about this for quite some time with Cascadia, the big one, and all the different stuff on quakes. And we had, 7.3, 7.4, 6.1 earthquakes hit New Zealand and Vanuatu within 4 hours. Powerful Cinnabung eruption ejects plume of ash and gas 5,000 meters in the sky with 13 pyroclastic flows. We got all kind of volcanoes popping off everywhere. You got Etna in Sicily popping off. I think that threw stuff up 40,000 feet in the air. Can you see how all of that stuff going into the air could cause the sun to be blocked out? So therefore, get your gardens in and all of that and use your solar if possible. But I'm going to tell you what, you need to be thinking about the ability to generate power, store it in batteries. You might have to use wind. You may not even be able to have power at some point in time. Okay? But if there is any sunlight, you should be able to get even a basic solar array for under $200 like at Home Depot or at Harbor Freight. That will charge a deep cycle RV or marine battery in one day. Okay, once you get it up to speed and fully charged, and then if you have any sun, it will keep it up. That one battery, you can probably run, you know, and charge up off of it. You can charge other things like batteries in inverters, batteries in 4-in-1 jump-starting devices. You can fire up and plug in battery chargers to recharge smaller DC, AA, and AAA batteries. Okay. You see, this is going to be an ongoing thing where you better start to worry about that a little bit. And you're going to need, and incidentally, down in Texas, all the Dietz lanterns and Petromax lanterns and all that stuff, my old buddy down there on the Warren Soul, they said they're really basically run out of all that stuff. You need to try to get it anywhere you can. And lamp oil. The kerosene, you can get the good kerosene, and that is possible. You can use it in a house, but I don't like the smell of it. But the lamp oil is going to be better. Push comes to shove, you could use olive oil, okay? You could do different things like that. But I'm going to tell you, try Sportsman's Guide, see if they've got. I bought lamp oil real cheap, and I bought enough. And what I did, I took a Dietz lantern, and I took a Petromax and different things, and I calculated out how many hours of light I needed from that a night, what the capacity of the lantern would be, how many hours, you know. And then I calculated out how much lamp oil I would need to fill those lamps to give me a year's thing of lighting for about 5 hours a night. So I figured you could go maybe, you know, 7 to midnight or something like that. Or, you know, if you want further hours, you can go further hours. But you could use different things too. I also then calculated and bought 120-hour candles that are in the can, where they have different numbers of wicks with them. You can move with the tweezers around. You can use one wick for lighting. You can use the two wicks or three to even heat something up with it if you had to. Or it will partially warm a tent if you're in a tent. So anyway, you need to start thinking like that. And the other thing you need to think about is if you can still get any long-term storage food, then get it. If you can not get long-term storage food, then try for, you know, a long-term storage, you know, like the hamburger, the bacon, you know, that are in the can. Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's beef chunks, Yoder's bacon, you see, Yoder's hamburger. Those things will last 15, 20 years easily. See if you can get some of that. And if you can't get that, then at the very least, get you another can of chunky soup. No, it's not the best type of food. You know, there's salt in it, yes. But we're not talking about organic love. We're talking about rations that are clean and decent rations and are better than the food that they're feeding to our National Guard at the guarding the Capitol, where they've been shooting metal shavings into it and uncooked chicken and moldy bread, and that's what they're feeding the National Guard. That's how much Biden and this crew and Pelosi and all of these people care about the military or the National Guard, all right? And that's going to be a permanent thing. And the purge keeps going on and on in the military. I'm going to tell you what, if you're white and you've ever read the, Declaration of Independence out loud, or you've said something about it on your post, you know, on a social media. And then let's just get it straight. If you're sitting out there and you're on the Faces of Death book, or you're on Twitter Bird or Instagram or any of this hubba dubba dubba, get the hell off of it. Get off of it. giving your information up to update your dossier to make it easier for you to find and to come and kill. To make it easier for the AI to pinpoint you. And the other thing is, you know, back during the old FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement Unit, days back in the 90s, they said that they could do within 15 minutes, have a complete workup on all your financial stuff through your credit cards. What kind of underwear you bought, what kind of cologne you bought, or your aftershave, or, you know, what kind of shoes, or pants, or swimming clothes, or whatever you got. Within 15 minutes. If you can do busy locally, try and do business locally. If you can't, do it online. I understand that. But if you can do business locally and do it for cash, then try and do that. But at the same time, you can at least try to use other different search engines rather than a Google or the MSN stuff or whatever. There's different ones. But at the same time, it comes down to cases. The AI has got you. It's like the golden eye, remember? Shia LaBeouf and that girl, they get called out of the clear blue water by this to come and work on the behalf of this AI, you know, creation in the Pentagon, and it gets them to go to work and do different stuff, and they are given instructions, and they do all this crazy things, and it's all talking about the concert in the House of Representatives or whatever, where the kids go and all of that. Well, that's the kind of stuff is there. Now, I checked in with the deep background on the that signal I talked to you about last week, where it was a multiplex signal and it was being inserted into a reoccurring shortwave radio program, like shortwave radiogram or something like that, that was on stations out of Marti in Miami and one up in Pennsylvania and probably others, and then also being from broadcast from SATs. Well, anyway, any information about that has been scrubbed, and we don't know if they're still broadcasting on it or what they're doing. And so I can't update you on that, but just to remind you, there were a multiplex signal on the carrier wave of this one shortwave broadcast that's a regular reoccurring broadcast, and the people that produce it probably know nothing about its use by the Red Chinese or the NSA or whoever. But you remember that they had three separate foreign languages, as well as the multiplex. It was coded in three separate languages, the multiplex being three separate frequencies or different frequencies or frequency hopping in the multiplex, to where you have to be able to really read it and catch it and what have you. But the three different languages were there where they had to translate what was there. And one of the languages was the Khmer language, K-H-M-E-R, Khmer, out of the old Cambodian, like the old ancient Cambodian Khmer language. All right? So this is quite interesting, because the first part of the instructions, and this was instructions to agentur or some kind of elements, special ops or spies or whatever. And one of the first things they said was to grab all the rare earth magnets from old computers. So they were going to be doing that because the United States has got a shortage on rare earth magnets because Red China has got the lock on it. But at the same time, the second part of the message was AI is the killing method of choice and chance. So we don't know what that means. And there was supposed to be more of the message coming on the 26th and the 28th over the last weekend. But I'm going to tell you what, when we put it out there, somebody put the kibosh on it or changed it up. And then the other people, they had put it out, and then it probably was when they first put it out, the old school signal intelligence. And when I say to you out there, signal intelligence, don't glaze over your eyes. That is any kind of communications, radio communications. It's laser beam communications, light flashes. It's any kind of a thing, any kind of a communication signal, telephonic, RF, cell phone, sat phone, all the different types of ways of doing it, all right? So I'll say this to you again, ladies and gentlemen. You'd better start buying the food and the water purification. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you need to look in at the Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, that's still a good water filtration system. And the reason is it takes out the bacteria, the parasites, viruses. It'll also take out about 99.9% of lead, of all the different chemicals that are in the water, you know, pesticides, that kind of stuff, other prescription drugs and things. But it doesn't take out the good stuff or the good elements. And then you can even add on the ones that are not taken out fully with that are fluorides. The fluorides that have been added to everybody's water, or most everybody's water in the United States. And that's done with the sodium fluoride, which comes from aluminum production. So they took something that's a poison that they would have to get rid of at great expense, and then they decided to cause it to be put into the water supply years and years ago. My grandmother fought against that in the 40s. I think even in the late 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, she fought against it. But some of these quakes are being done or assisted. Mount Topo, the supervolcano, which almost sunk the whole continent of Zealandia 1,000 years ago, well, that's in that area over in there. And meanwhile, we got a giant UFO supposedly hovering over Las Vegas. Well, the UFOs could be doing stuff too, couldn't they? Or they could be here on a great trip, you see, to watch as the Earth gets destroyed. And then they land or beam down. Brothers and sisters, we're here from God to help you. We are your angelics. We are here to help you, you know. Yeah, fallen angels. Alien pine scum creations of same. Oh, they'll have some signs and wonders. They might cure whatever you got, but you got to swear allegiance to them on behalf of Lord Jesus, or on behalf of Wakatonka, on behalf of Tatanka, or on behalf of Buddha, or on behalf of Brahma, or on behalf of Allah, whatever it is, like the old deal where they were going to do the blue beam, you know? And they're going to have the fallen angels or whatever are fake it. In the old days, they even had some special force people up in Alaska that they were testing it on and all of that, that were involved in that. But the blue beam was going to basically be a picture generated in the sky, giant picture, telling, you know, instructions from whoever it is that you worship, okay? Not making a judgment at this point on that, just that's what they were going to do. In one area, it'd be Allah. Another area, it'd be, Buddha. Another area, it'd be Jesus. Another area, it might be a Native American deity, like a Tatanka, like a great white buffalo or whatever. You see, this is going to get to where a lot of people are going to be deluded. It's going to be strong delusions. So you've got to stick close to the Lord Jesus. And let's right there. Let's just stop right there. If you have not repented of your sins to the Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then go ahead and do so now. Even though you may be backslid, you think you're too far gone, you've done too many people, you got too many faces, you got too much destruction, whatever it is you've been involved with, robbing, thieving, cheating, whatever it is, the Lord Jesus, if you're sincere and you come to him and you lay it all out and you repent and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and you know what? It's the best deal in town. He'll start to wash you clean. It's like you went to the best car wash ever, or you had somebody come in to wash the windows in an old factory, and they had 50 years of dust and grime and grease on the inside and the outside of the windows, and you take a corner and you got your soap and water or your vinegar and your newspaper or whatever it is you're using to clean it, all right? And you start to clean in the corner, and it gets a little bit brighter, a little bit. And then you wipe it down and wash it down, and you go back again. Pretty soon, you got the little area that's showing you some bright sunlight. That's the way the Lord Jesus will start to clean you up. He'll start to shine you up from here and all the way up and down the line. But you got to reach out to him and be sincere. I'm reading about it, the most interesting things when you look and see what the Pentagon and all these people are doing and what they're trying to do. And all you see how they knock gold and silver down. They don't want you buying it because they want to buy it again on the cheap. The big Illuminati's people want to buy it on the cheap. If you can get a hold, and incidentally, the physical silver, physical gold, physical platinum, physical palladium, those things are pretty hard to find. It's harder to find the physical. But if you can, get a hold of it, because at a certain point here, they're going to ram this stuff through the clouds, okay? Once they bought all it up, I saw some stuff today saying, oh, sell your gold while you can, sell your gold. Why? They want to take it from weak hands and put it into their strong hands. They haven't got enough. They saw that you've been buying it. They saw that you've been stocking up. You want to put the fear into these Illuminati scumbags, these Luciferian scum, then you start putting back food. You start buying canned goods, long-term storage food. If you can still get any kind of ammunition, then get it. I don't care if you can only get like 12-gauge shells, then you can get that, because barter is already starting to happen. Barter on certain online sites for ammunition is already starting to happen. Let me see here, because old Doc Jack sent me something here. Let me see if I can find it. Anyway, Doc Jack was... Here it is. I got to go up to the top of the page here. Bartering. He says, Hawk, look at this. This was on a firearms marketplace, arms list. And had daily deals every day. And here's one of the daily deals. For sale, 40 rounds of 5.56 caliber ammunition will trade for your one silver eagle, an American 1 ounce silver eagle coin, for 40 rounds of 5.56. They'll trade it. So the bartering is already starting to happen. Okay? You need to think in a whole nother deal. Okay? You need to think about it in a whole nother way. And, different people have food storage available, but look for it. I think Brother Quayle might have access to some. Dave Hodges, Alex Jones has access to some. Well, wherever you get some, try to get it. try and get it. Because you're going to need it. And you say, well, Hawk, how much do you think I ought to store up? Well, if the Great Tribulation is 3.5 years, that would be a good, worthy goal to start from, okay? But if you can only get one more can of Progresso or Chunky Soup with meat, vegetable, the gravy, and the liquid already in the can, so you don't have to add more water, which water is going to become precious. But you need to go to Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, BerkeyWaterFilters.com or whatever that site is. And I have it penned somewhere, but there are different types. I told you about it last week. But it'll take the lead out. It'll take the chemicals out. If you live in a rural area, in a farming area where they're putting on different weed killers and pesticides and stuff, different fertilizers, be sure and filter your water. Bring your well water up, run it through the Berkey. But if you have to, and there's a mud puddle out there, get an old cheesecloth or an old T-shirt, strain it through that a couple times first, put it in the top of the Berkey, and it'll drip down there, and it'll be pure. Your outdoor water, even in the mountains, I'd run it through a Berkey. There's sport Berkeys and what have you. I also, over the years, I got a Katydyn, K-A-T-D-Y-N, combination, which has a silver impregnated ceramic filter element plus a carbon element. But the trick is, even the Berkey Light, which is the basic one, it's made of a special plastic. It doesn't leak into the water or what have you. You can also get the stainless steel ones, but the Berkey Light has a light, if you wish it to be, where you can see with it, but you don't have to have it turned on. But it's got a little stand, it's got the spigot, the whole nine yards, and it's got two black Berkey filters. I would get, I believe, those two black Berkey filters are about 3,000 gallons each. So that's 6,000 gallons of water from two filters. If you put four, you can put four in there. So if you got another four of them or another six of them, if you could, or just another one of them or two of them, or how many ever extra you can get, you're going to get another 3,000 gallon of water purified based on that one extra filter. That's a lot of water. So if you can put back some filters, and also you're going to need the basic storage containers. You can use gallon jugs of old, you can still buy water at the store with the gallon jugs, or you can get the water blocks, which have handles and they stack, you know. You can get the small blue plastic kegs, you know, 15 gallon, 30 gallon, or you can get the 55 gallon big drums. Now, I wish I'd have gotten smaller ones. Now, here's why you need them. If you got long-term storage food, you have to, whether freeze-dried or dehydrated, you have to have water to reconstitute it. So you're going to need a certain number of gallons to do it, plus you're going to need at least a minimum of a gallon a day for drinking, and I would say another gallon for washing and trying to keep clean and washing your dishes and that kind of stuff. Probably need about 3 to 4 gallons a day per person. But for just drinking, you could do it with a gallon a day. Drinking and some basic washing of your face and you know what. So that you can try to keep clean. So you've got all this stuff going on and the barter system's going to return, you see. So you need things to trade, and you got to think about that. Look up preppers, prepping, and bartering for prep. that kind of stuff, because there's been good articles in like some of those magazines. Let's see, like for instance, Prepper Survival Guide, or what's this one? The Survival Guide, you know, magazines, different stuff. And there's all kind of good articles, and I buy the magazines and I try to save it. That's another thing. Everybody trying to save everything online. If the online is gone, you're not going to have it. I'm very talking very practically tonight, you know, because we're coming down really to the horse hockey part of this stuff. We're coming down to the fighting knives and shooting irons and hooking and a jabbing, you know. Hooking and a jabbing, shooting and a stabbing, you know. 50 feet up from a sub below, make it call, I'm ready to go. Grease gun, K-bar by my side, these are the tools that make men die. Now I'm going to tell you what, get you some kind of old Jody and Diddy songs and Lefty Right Alea songs and Army Marching songs so that you can get some spirit and get some spirit in your training and in your thinking, because it's all in there. It's all baked into it. The attitude and what you should have were sitting there in them Jody calls, you know, and marching cadences and what have you. Listen to it in the truck or in the car. I know you think that's stupid, Hawko. Well, you know, well, I'm going to tell you what. This is not 2,000 years ago. This is farther back than that, where we have Noah in the days of Noah, okay, where we're going to be in a scenario where the whole planet is all eat up with all the corruption and the queers and the LGBTQ 54739. XYZs and the transgenders and the fallen angel genetic creations that are half this and half that and three quarters the other, you know. The giants are going to be coming back. And incidentally, the fallen angels are pretty big too. But the regular angels are pretty tough. Michael, Gabriel, all the different other ones that are in their band that are the Lord Jesus's and our Father in Heaven's archangels, they are bad. I mean, they're tough. Not bad, they're good, but they're tough. But they're not the little pipsqueak little preacher from the small church in the little bitty town whose version of what's getting ready to happen is turn the other cheek. And that's true. But that is a different time and something different. We're getting ready to see the annihilation of so many people on this planet that if we're not stopped or shortened for the elect, then no flesh would be saved. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you can read his word. Read the red letter editions. Read what he has to say. Understand where we're at right now. Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelations, Daniel, Ezekiel 38, 39. Other prophetic timing that is situated directly where we're at right now. Because if you do not take it as a more serious matter that is happening already, not something's going to come in 50 years. We got time for three, tent pole climbing, revelatory meetings, you know. We might. But if we don't, you need to think about the whole other part of the thing. You need to talk about and using what the Lord Jesus has given you. He's given you power and dominion over serpents and scorpions and the power of the evil one. You go over to 14, John 14. I've read it to you many times. I'm going to read it to you again. It's the most marvelous gift. Go to John chapter 14. Read it to your children. Read it for feeling. Just don't read it. Blah, 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 blah. And if you'll go right now, verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Are you listening? This is verse 12. Let me start it over. Verily, verily, I'm going to do it in such a way that everybody out there can think I'm very nice. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Do you understand what he just told you? Let me read it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and then greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus has given you a marvelous gift there, saying if you believe on him, the works that he does, you can do also. Whoa! Think about it. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may be abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at this day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? He just told you how it works. Chapter 14 of John. What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose out there? Let's do a little dance and go quick. Let's go to do it. Let's go to do it. And I'll tell you, you know, It's all right there in what Lord Jesus had to say. All right there. And here is the question. Are you going to just sit there and not believe it? You're going to halfway believe it? You're going to act upon it? And I know that a lot of people who have been around quite some time listening to this broadcast, and I've been on almost 17 years. This has been part of the war against evil. We've fought it. And now people tell me that supposedly you're not with Jesus, and blah, 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 and you need to stop, and you need to start, quit shouting. Well, I've had very few people tell me that over the years, and the ones that I do, I don't listen to anymore, because I had specific instructions given to me by the Archangel Michael, who recruited me on behalf of the Lord Jesus, to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how to prepare for it. So in the course of fighting against or striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, that is a different timing in terms of where we are in the book than something that might be dealing with the average gossip of the neighborhood, okay? And my role is not that. I am not that preacher. I'm not that guy who is a nice guy, but who maybe never has ever seen the real bad stuff or the dark stuff or whatever and fought against it. But I'm here and I am with the Lord Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you doubt me not, because I'm going to tell you what. I've been coming to the same thing, and I've been sustained, and that tells you something right there. Now, I'm not sustained in a grand way. I pay my bills, and I have most of my money goes to insurance, where I've been nailed. In the course of all of this, I was nailed with an electromagnetic weapon. I was stroked out, and the whole right side of my body was numb for 6-8 months, almost a year. I've had other things. But that is part of the war. It is a war between good and evil. And woe to him that calls good evil and evil good. Because I'm going to tell you what. You put on the full armor of the Lord, and then you put on your own body armor and your own PASGAT or Mitch helmet or whatever you got, or World War II or Vietnam era with the steel pot and the fiberglass insert. It'll help you better than nothing. At the same time, body armor, gloves. You got the gloves that are the knuckle buster gloves that are real good, but you also got to get the stuff that's, you know, flame retardant, all right? Fireproof stuff. Kevlar is of that sort. There's other different types. And you got to get the gloves and stuff that will help you to protect your hands against cuts from a knife or a razor wire or whatever. You're going to be fighting and defending homes against probably some of the own errant forces of the United States government. I've told you before many times. They wrote it up. They declared their martial law against you. 12 October 2008. George W. Bush signed directives that were embodied into the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. They declared it against you back then. In 2010, Obama signed the executive order that creates the structure of military governors for martial law. Okay? Then after that, he hired Russian Spetsnaz. Most of them are still here. The Red Chinese are here. Incidentally, this Zoom that Biden and everybody in the White House and Congress and all over the government use, the government Zoom. Zoom is owned by the Red Chinese. They own it. Oh, but they wouldn't listen to it because that's not the protocol for Zoom. Do you not think that they're getting everybody's face, facial recognition, the name, address, serial number, phone number of all the children, all your kids that are on the Zoom panels all over the world, all of the meetings that you got with all your people at work? They're getting all your faces, all of your names, Social Security, whatever it is you're putting out there, where you work, your address, you know, any kind of thing that you're talking about. When you say, well, Hawk, ain't there no privacy on? No, there ain't any privacy unless you got a one-time pad or a book code and you got private couriers or private courier drops and ways of spying them to make sure that they are picked up by the right people. That's the only stuff you're going to get. There ain't no phone going to do it. There ain't no telegraph wire. You might be better served if you were able to do key stuff, keystroke pads, you know, with Morse code. Because hardly anybody in the military knows Morse code anymore. So that might get you by for a little while. But I like motorcycle courier, you know. Motorcycle courier is somebody who's got firearms and self-destruct pouch, you know, i.e. something that would blow your message up, but also a message that's being carried that's a one-time pad, a one-time code, or a book code. The last number in some daily statistic could tell you which book to pick for the week or for the day. If you can't find that, then you go to the basic usage and try two or three of them, and you'll find it. But that is the only thing that's going to get your message through. Smoke signals, mirror signals, semaphore, all the old school stuff is going to come to the fore. It's going to come to the fore. Learn it. And if you don't have the body of a warrior, then get the attitude and the fighting meanness and toughness of the warrior. Because if nothing else, that'll carry you through. That'll fire up you on all cylinders to carry through and defend your family, defend your home, to stand against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, to stand against evil. You want to keep Old Hawk on the air? And I hope you do, because it's the only way I stay up on the air. Send anything that you can, if you're possible, to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And everybody out there tonight, and you know who you are, there's different people I know that have cancer and have different aspects of that, or heart problems and stroke problems and all kind of different things. May Lord Jesus, if you're listening tonight, may Lord Jesus touch you and provide you with a medical miracle right now. Right now he can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or silver, or if you would like to give the gift of the books of knowledge and the DVDs that Brother Steve Quayle has put out there as his ministry for all these years, you can go to his website, stevequayle.com. Stevequayle.com, and when you contact him to order a book or a set of DVDs or an article, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. That Hawk sent you. Be sure and tell him that. If you're ordering online, then put in the comment box, Hawk sent me. Let him know. because I'll tell you what, they can help you like cannot believe, and Steve has it usually on the hoop and can get it to you quick. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, his DVDs, The Final Warning, Cascadia Warning, the Giants books, the Empire Beneath the Ice, Premise of the Promise, All About Jesus, tremendous book. All of the information that he's had over the years, the weather warfare books, Aliens, Fallen Angels, Angel Wars, all the different ones that are so good. You might want to get them in the hardback books. Let your children, your grandchildren start to read them so they understand. Give them that gift with those, and then with a good big print Bible in the red letter edition of a King James. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have an opportunity, there is still the Bible Project. Our friends, the Nunamakers in Indochina, they're still getting the money to the right people. And I see the pictures of them. And they're buying them brand new Bibles and songbooks in their mountain dialects. And there's all kind of dialects of the small mountain tribes in Indochina. Indochina. That's a lot of different countries, okay? A lot of different countries. You know, just think of Indochina and look it up. And that would go also up into the Shan states of China. And here we go. Let me give you the information. If you send any kind of money or donation to it, that would be great. It will help them to put more Bibles and songbooks into the hands of believers that are on fire for it. And then they've trained a whole bunch of them to be pastors who are now training more pastors, and we're gaining ground over there. And this is Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, Nunemaker. But here's where to send the money. Send it to Indochina Bible Project. Or send it to Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Indochina. And here's the address, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunemaker Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you, and our Father in Heaven bless you, because these people are on fire for Jesus over there. And the Nunemakers have been involved, you know, 25, 50 years. They've been in other countries too. All kind of places. They're in France right now, because that's where they're headquartered out of. But just pray again for them and the Indochina Bible Project. One more time. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, 17067. And then make a notation. Check, cash, money order, whatever it is. Indochina Bible Project. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Dave and Debbie, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Indochina, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold, because I'm going to tell you what, those people are praying for you now. Those people, some of them are able to listen to the show. And they're getting that information out, and I've heard it's going all up into China and different places there too. And I'm going to tell you what, wherever you are out there, whether you be the old Mars Hill gang or the people in the Nut House, whether you be the old Mountain Jacks, whether you be the old California kids or the Humboldt County people or the Ozark Mountain Daredevils or the Western Kansas Iron Sight Shooters or the Upers in Michigan or the old Montana Wildcats and people, the Wyoming Wildcats, all the different people all around, the people down in Tejas and Oklahoma and Arkansas, all over the place, the Decatur corn and soybean farmers, that's in Illinois, the Nebraska corn husker types, all the good people all around, the Dakota people, North Dakota, 40 below, keeps out the riffraff. South Dakota, you got all the beautiful Mount Rushmore, Sturgis, all the good spots, and Christy Nome, who's a pheasant hunter that's dead-eyed dick with the shotgun on the pheasants. Wherever you're at out there, and there's good people in Maryland, the old chicken farmers up in a certain area of Maryland up in there, all right? And those up in Rhode Island, the old master sergeant up there, hello to you. And the Maine maniacs, and the Floridians, those that live out there by Porky's, you know, out in the country, in the swamp where Porky's got his boat from the movie. Mighty men and women of law, Hey, Tango Rangers, I know you're ready, but go see Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey the Pooh, Mickey, you are an expert. Road Track Hill, you are a teacher. Learn all of the lessons well. Slip out the butt. I'm here, your daddy. Read Matthew 25. May the Lord protect you against all evil. Good night.